I wonder how many New Year resolutions have already been broken. I have the feeling that I've seen more people out getting exercise these last few days than before Christmas, and I hope it'll last, but who knows? Which makes me think about health. The thing about health, it seems to me, is it's the most precious of gifts, which it's so easy to take for granted when you've got it. But then it can be taken from us in the twinkling of an eye. The scariest thing is that that can happen to any of us at any time. We can try to keep healthy by adopting healthy lifestyles, of course, but that's no guarantee of good health. That came home to me forcibly as I read the news of Andrew Marr's stroke, a keen runner suddenly struck down, for whom I'd been praying. A number of people who are ill are in my prayers at present. I was talking to one of them the other day who's receiving treatment for cancer. She told me how hard she finds it not to be in control. We value control pretty highly in our society. Our teenage daughter wants to be in control of her life because, like so many of us, she sees being in control as a sign of maturity. Actually, we're in control very little, any of the time. Our lack of control over health, let alone anything else, comes home to us when we're ill, but it's there all the time. We can't control the rate at which our heart beats, the functioning of our liver, kidneys, or any of our internal organs. We struggle to control what we think or feel a lot of the time, even though we might not show it. And there's very little in the outside world over which we have control. Rather than pretending that we're in control of anything, perhaps it would be better to acknowledge our dependence on God and on others and give thanks. I think counting our blessings is a better route to happiness than New Year resolutions.